This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. Fans are pinning their hopes on a big season for the Cleveland Browns. The hype has been building since quarterback Baker Mayfield led the team's turnaround last year. They've since added star wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. They open the season Sunday at home against the Tennessee Titans. And WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, the Browns have won just one season-opening game since they returned to the league in 1999.
Clearly, losing your opening game doesn't wreck your season. But with all the expectations, all the hype, actually, if I were a Browns coach, I would just be beating these guys over the head that you may not know a lot about the Tennessee Titans. They are a good team. Not a great team, but a good team. And they also kind of play what I sort of call fundamental, ugly football. It's defense. It's running the ball. It's chewing up the clock. They want you to make mistakes. That's the kind of team that could go on the road in Cleveland with all the hype and all the expectations and pull an upset. That's if I'm Freddie Kitchens. I'm selling them that. And that actually, if you've been around the NFL for a while, is not an exaggeration. I have liked this about Kitchens. He said, on paper, we have a lot of good individuals. If it's fantasy ball, yeah, this is a good team. It's not fantasy ball. It's real football where, you know, 11 have to work together. Like, for example, the Browns are still looking for a right guard. And not only does he have to block the man in front of him, he really has to work almost like a symphony with the center and the tackle next to him. Those five guys have to be together in a good unit. That's my concern for that early game and early in the season. The Browns' offensive line is unsettled. Okay, so now I've done all the calm down. Yeah. This could be rough. So why are people excited about him?
Well, Baker Mayfield?
You got it. I mean, Amanda, this is not a trick question. But there, it's like, you have a quarterback or you don't.
And they finally do.
They finally do. You know, John Dorsey, since he took over December of 2017, you know how many guys he has left?
How many?
Nine.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow.
Now, we've had other general managers come in here and almost have done the same type of thing. But the difference was, they didn't have a quarterback. When you have a quarterback, then you can make changes and build around them. But he also has a star running back, Nick Chubb, and, you know, who I think is going to have a monster season because of Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry and all the receivers, impact players on offense.
Now, that being said, you are tempering the expectations.
I am, because I look at the early schedule, and after they play Tennessee, then they go to play the Jets in New York. Then they play the Rams. The Rams lost in the Super Bowl. Then they go to Baltimore. They never win in Baltimore. Then they go out to San Francisco on the road, play Seattle at home. Then they go to New England, and then they play at Denver. So yeah, their first eight games, five are on the road. They're facing like four playoff teams. It could be rough. The second eight games is, I really think, where they could show themselves. I've been kind of knocking on. I mean, fans here, you know, Super Bowl and right. 12-4, and it's like, you got to respect the NFL a little bit here.
And you have a first-year coach in Freddie Kitchens. Baker Mayfield, it's only his second year. He's never played with Odell Beckham Jr. There's a lot of things to work out here.
And we mentioned the line. Now, defensively, by the way, their defensive line has been improved quite a bit. That could be a big game changer for them. And if they have some hiccups on offense, the defense actually is something early in the year that might enable them to win some games. But overall, Amanda, you know, you look at all the stuff we've been through since 99. We've been doing this show now, what, for 12 years now or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, one winning season. I mean, last year, people were ready to build statues for a 7-8-1 team. That's still a losing season. I actually think this is going to be a good year. I have them at 9-7. I think the following year is when you really start talking about, you know, going deep in the playoffs and winning 12 games. But the Browns have talent. So they have not just changed a bunch of faces with only nine left since December of 17. They've upgraded the talent. But most of all, what position did they finally fill?
Finally got that quarterback.
And when you have the quarterback, you can talk playoffs.
Okay. It's going to be an exciting season.
I bet the television ratings on that opening game are going to be just, even by Cleveland standards, which are always high, just set all sorts of records. You know, the whole season is sold out. So good luck finding a ticket. Mm-hmm. Let's put it this way. A good second mortgage on your house might get you in the game.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about Indians pitcher Carlos Carrasco's emotional return to the mound 2 months after a leukemia diagnosis.